This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Ball game over. Regular season over. The Knicks win 120 to 119 in overtime.
Is it worth it to have the two, or would you have preferred to play Indiana?
If the Knicks didn't succeed in winning round one, I don't think the season would be a failure.
There will be no positives taken out of losing a first round series.
Nothing.
We just play. We do what we think is best for our organization.
But you will look at the season and say, what could have been a special season ended in failure?
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, the big 9 o'clock hour. The Knicks are the two. Do you remember when we sat here before the season started? And I said, best case scenario, what do you think the Knicks could be? And you said, there's no way you could possibly envision anything better than the two seed. So here we are. Regular season is done. Eastern Conference, your New York Knicks are the two seed.
We are the two seed.
The two seed.
And we did exactly what you would expect this coach and this team to do.
Yeah, they played all the way through. They didn't take their foot off the pedal. They didn't weasel out like Cleveland who, you know, quit on a game, or Milwaukee who wasn't trying to win games. They wanted the smoke. And you know what? You mentioned the sports gods earlier in the show. I hope to God the Knicks can win a couple of series to at least feel good about what they did this season.
Right, because now you're in a spot where we'll see what happens on Wednesday, but your first-round matchup is going to be the Sixers or the Heat as opposed to the Pacers.
Right, and the Pacers would have been an easier landing spot.
Because now, I mean, again, you want to finish as high as possible. That's just how, I mean, that's how as athletes you're built, right? Like you're not going to go, you have a hard time unless, you know, the coaching staff or the organization, you know, play certain guys. If I'm out there, I'm playing to win. And we have an opportunity to get to 50 wins and have the two seed, have home court all the way up until the Eastern Conference Finals if we get there. No one said it was going to be easy. But you're also going to play a team in the first round that
is terrifying.
It's not a real seven seed.
Well, but I don't blame Philadelphia. Like they
No, I don't blame
like
anybody.
Their record is a legitimate record. Right.
I don't blame anybody. It's not Philly's fault that Joel Embiid got hurt. I don't think the regular season means, you know, that
much to Miami.
But usually when you play 2-7, you're getting the benefit of playing a 7 seed. This is not that benefit. You'll have home court, but you're playing a really good team, whoever
right.
it is.
That's right. And I personally would prefer Philadelphia, but neither of these matchups is going to be easy. And I've heard a lot of people. I mean, I'm sitting there watching the game with Alex yesterday, and he's actively rooting for Chicago to beat the Knicks. Once he found out that Cleveland lost, he's actively rooting for the Knicks to lose that game to wind up as a 3. I couldn't do it. I wanted the Knicks to win because, you know what? Every game 7, unless I play Boston, will be at Madison Square Garden. And that matters a lot to me.
Right. But you're also, I mean, the way it sets up is you're also, I mean, could have been getting the same thing by finishing third as you do by finishing second.
Yeah, but I don't know that.
You don't know that yet. But this just adds to the pressure. You can say what you want. Yes, it's been a great season. Jalen Brunson should be right there at the top of the list for MVP consideration. All the guys that have stepped up, we went through it. What Dante DiVincenzo's done, what Josh Hart continues to do, how seamlessly OG fit into this team. 20-3 with OG. Hartenstein, Ducey. Thought Precious was the throw-in. No. Precious is a nice little piece. Bogdanovich looks like he's finally getting into shape. All the, you know, battling through losing Mitch and OG for an extended period of time. You're 21-15 without Julius Randle. All that stuff is great. But if for whatever reason you can't get to the first round of this playoffs, it's not going to be considered a great season.
And it sucks to say it, it'll all be for naught. And we have had callers before that said, no. Even if they lose to Miami / Philly, whoever it happens to be, still a really good season. Not in my opinion. Not you win 50 games, you're the 2 seed, you cannot get bounced in round one. You just can't do it. If Denver loses, do you think that they look at this as a successful season?
No. Well, especially after dropping that game to San Antonio.
How brutal is that? They led by like 20-something points against the Spurs and lost that game.
Right, after taking care of their business against Minnesota. You turn around and lose to San Antonio. No, listen, the goal for this team now is to make a run in the postseason. No one's going to want to hear the excuses. I said it earlier in the show. Like last year, I think we got ourselves worked up into a bit of a frenzy because Milwaukee loses, and now you're playing the Heat. And people felt like, wow, Milwaukee's out. This is a great opportunity for us. We can beat the Heat. And then you play the Heat, and you're like, well, maybe we didn't give the proper amount of respect to the Heat.
I would raise my hand and say that was me.
Okay, so Julius gets hurt. Jalen's nicked up. He plays great. You battle for 6 games. It's a step in the right direction. You're not going to be able to make that same argument in round one. It would be hard to make it in round two after finishing with the 2 seed.
I agree.
So no one's going to want to hear, hey, yeah, you know, we're playing, name the team, the Heat or the Sixers, fought it for 7 games, just didn't have enough. No one's going to want to hear that. It's not going to sit well with anybody.
No, you need to win playoff series now. The regular season is great, and they give everything they have in 82 games, more than probably any team in the NBA, but this is where you make your money. This is your worth, right? If Brunson goes out there, Rick, and we would all agree that he's a top 4 candidate for the MVP award. I don't think any, maybe even top 3. I don't think anybody would have an issue saying anything like that. If he goes out there and sucks in the postseason, he'll be ridiculed, and rightfully so.
Right. Listen, Aaron Judge had one of the great seasons you'll ever see in the sport.
And flamed out in the playoffs.
And got booed. So it happens. I don't expect that to happen. I have more concerns about other players on this team stepping up in the postseason, because it's going to be different. But they've made it work so far without Julius Randle. Like I mentioned, 21-15. They're 20-3 with OG. Jalen Brunson is playing at a completely different level, better than anyone ever expected. And can he carry this team through the postseason? Because
He's going to have to. And again, you say carry this team. He's got to be the most important piece. But I mean, and you saw yesterday afternoon, I mean, OJ on DeRozan, and that's the exact reason they got him. So if you're playing the Sixers and he's got to slow down Maxey, or you're playing the Heat and he's got to slow down Jimmy Butler, that's why you brought him in. I mean, between Hartenstein and Mitchell Robinson, can you slow down Embiid? You clearly can't stop him. Can you slow him? You're going to have to. So all these questions are going to have to answer in the positive, in the affirmative, for the Knicks to wind up moving on to round two and beyond.
Right. I guess I'll say it like this. Let's just say, for example, you didn't win yesterday, right? End of the game, end of OT, DeRozan's shot goes in, you lose, and you finish with the 3 seed, and you play Indiana. And it's a good series, but you beat Indiana, and now you're headed into round two. Giannis is back and looks healthy. They end up beating whoever, the Heat or the Sixers. So now you're playing Milwaukee in round two. If you went 7 games against Milwaukee, Giannis was great, Jalen was great. Difference ends up being is they got Dame Lillard, you don't. You got no Julius Randle, and you're losing 7 games. I'm not saying that would be great, but at least you would, like, at least you had the excuses. We won the first playoff round. Milwaukee's right. They're just better. There's no one that's going to want to hear, like, you're not going to have the, no one's going to want to hear the excuse of we got no Julius Randle in round one.
No one cares.
And no one's going to care.
Half the people out there don't even think he's that great anyway.
Yeah, they don't buy into playoff Julius Randle.
Right? That they look at playoff Julius Randle as like, oh, that's an underperforming version of Julius Randle. And I think you miss him, and I think you miss the scoring that he provides and the toughness that he provides and the rebounding that he provides, but it's not like you're barren. You still have a lot of talent on this club. You do.
Yeah, but you don't have anyone that's at that.
No, you don't have anyone level. At that level. Of course not.
Like, you're talking about a guy who is all NBA that gives you 25, 10, and 5.
Right. No, he's a difference maker.
Right. So, and he's a consistent second option. Or yeah, you're hoping he would be in the postseason.
Let's go to some of the calls because we have stuff you missed coming up in a couple moments. Lee in Manhattan. Hi, Lee. You're next up.
Morning, gentlemen. How are we doing? Great
doing
show
good.
As always.
Thank you.
Listen, let's put this thing to bed, or put it to rest, as they say, regarding the Knicks being a number two. Because let's say they were number one, okay? Philly, Miami, one of them is going to be the number seven. One of them has to travel to play the either Atlanta or Chicago for the eighth spot. So who's to say that one of them can't get knocked off? But if you have Miami as the eight or Philly as the eight, whether the Knicks are number one or number two, they still got to go up against Philly and or Miami.
Right, but who cares if one of those gets knocked off? Whoever wins that first game is the seven.
We don't care. But what I'm saying is the way that people are saying how that the Knicks made a mistake by being the number two. If they were the number one, it doesn't make a difference.
But they had no chance to be the number one. Lee.
Right, but I'm just saying hypothetically, let's do hypothetical. If they were number one, let's say you had Miami and Philly as the 7 and 8. If you're number one, you're going to either play Philly or Miami. If you're number two, you're going to play Philly or Miami. Okay, what we need to do, like you said, we got home court advantage. Okay, all we got to do is just get out of the first round and let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, but you're missing the point, though. There was no chance that we were going to get the one.
Right, I understand that.
No, but you keep saying right. There was a chance you could get the three. If you lost, you get the three, which means you play Indiana.
Anybody in the NBA trying to get into the playoffs, their goal is to be a number one seed. We got the number two, okay? We got 50 wins. Let's go New York. Get out the first round. Let's try to get to the second round. And whatever happens from there, we've achieved our goal.
No, I don't believe that. I don't, and I think you're missing the point. The goal is to win as many playoff series as you can to ultimately win a championship. Like, you're not going to have in your back pocket, hey, we, at the very worst, we've won one playoff series. If you lose, because now you're playing Philly or Miami as opposed to Indiana. At least, because you like the matchup better. Now, who knows if you win or lose, but you like the matchup better. You beat Indiana. At least you have in your back pocket, hey, we got the one playoff series. So at the very least, we did it. You know, we did what we did last season. We didn't build off it because we didn't win round two, but we got the one. And then you could go down the list of, well, we didn't have Julius, however you want to frame it. But if you win 50 games, finish with the second best record in the East, and then lose round one, there's no...
And no one's going to want to hear it. No one's going to want the excuses of, well, we lost this because we didn't have Julius Randle. They're just tougher than us, so they just have this over us. Like, you know what? Nobody cares. Show up. You showed up every single game this year. You beat Milwaukee in Milwaukee. You beat Cleveland up in Cleveland. You hammered Boston the other night. Now, I know that these were not meaningful games for both teams, but you know what? You did everything you had to do. Go out there and continue that trend and beat whoever you take on in round one.
Let me ask it this way for you.
Yes.
Now, be honest, though.
Okay.
So, if the Rangers take care of business and finish with the one seed, and they play that second wild card, you like the matchup, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, and you win. But now, all of a sudden, you're playing a Carolina team that's dangerous, real dangerous.
Okay.
Now, this thing goes seven hard-fought games. We'll even call it Game 7 OT.
Oh, God.
Carolina wins. You lose in seven to Carolina. You'd be disappointed. I understand that.
No. I'd be devastated.
Okay, devastated. What if I told you, though, that you didn't get the one seed and you played Tampa in the first round and lost to Tampa?
I'd be livid.
That's a different level of disappointment.
Well, yeah, it's a worse level because I didn't even win a round.
Didn't even win a round.
I did nothing.
Correct. It's a tougher matchup. And you'd like to avoid that matchup, which the Knicks could have done, but didn't because that's just not who they are.
Right. But on the flip side, the Rangers can avoid the matchup if they win tonight.
By winning, which is a better, right. Which is ideally what you'd want. You won 50, you got the 2 seed, but because of the Embiid injury and Miami, I mean, lack of real interest in the regular season, whatever you want to call it, some injuries, are fighting for the 7 seed. And that's a tough matchup.
I am so excited for this postseason.
But, I mean, have the Knicks given you any reason to believe that they can't?
Nope. Never once. I mean, every time there's an obstacle, they answer the bell. Every single time.
Every single time. They're better than they were last year. I know there's no Julius Randle, but the addition of OG, what he's meant to this team defensively. I guess my only concern a little bit would be, you know, outside of Jalen, I mean, who do you trust in these big moments, big spots?
I haven't seen DiVincenzo in these big moments yet, right?
Right, but you're asking him to be your second scoring option.
Well, or the second scoring option can change. It can be OG. It can be DiVincenzo. I mean, right? It can adjust as you move forward here.
Yeah, I get it. But you're also talking about playing a team where it's like, hey, we're playing the Sixers. Well, if we can kind of slow down Joel Embiid, they have Tyrese Maxey.
They have Maxey, correct. Yeah, listen, it's not an easy task, but it's a task I think the Knicks are going to be up for. And maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so.
No, I don't think you're wrong. I think they'll be up for it. That's all they've done all season long is prove that they're up for it.
That's right. So until proven otherwise, I'm going to be very optimistic on this Knicks team.
Yeah, I couldn't be more excited. And I told you, me and the sports gods will have a real problem if all this hard work and respect for the game and winning and playing the right way doesn't pay off.
Maybe you stop believing in the sports gods.
I might.
If the Knicks don't find their way.
That could happen.
RJ!
Yes, Dave.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm not too bad.
That's good.
No, it's nice that we're kind of in sync on this Monday. You ready?
I think so.
Raymond, fire it up.
It's time now.
See ya!
Bang! Touchdown!
Rebound score!
The sh** you missed.
Yes, the bleep you missed, and there's a lot of it. There's a lot happening right now. So buckle up, as they say. By the
Who
way, some numbers.
That?
What's that?
Who says that?
Yeah, people.
People.
Yeah, in the industry.
People say buckle up.
Traffic accidents, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. When you get in the car, yeah, buckle up, bucko. Yeah, sure.
Bucko,
so
yeah.
Some well, numbers.
Bucko.
they say it.
That's
so, Jalen Brunson. So last night, yesterday I should say, not last night, he had his 11th 40-point game of the season. That tied Patrick Ewing for second most all time in Knicks history in a single season. You know who's first, by the way?
Don't ever. What was the question again?
Most 40-point games in a single season in Knicks history.
Carmelo?
No.
Bernard King.
That's right.
Yeah.
He has 13. So you bring up Carmelo, Dave. It's like you knew I was going here. So Jalen's points per game average of the year. On the year, 28.7. That tied Carmelo for that season he had when he led the NBA a decade or so ago. Brunson, by the way, had 36 30-point games, which is tied now for most in Knicks history in a single season. Pretty amazing. Joel Embiid set out he did not score 30 or 40 because he didn't play in Philadelphia's win over the Nets a couple of days after he tweaked that surgically repaired knee. Sounds like he should be good to go for the playing game on Wednesday against Miami. So Embiid finished the year averaging a little under 35 points per game and 11 boards. He played only 39 of them and actually finished with more points scored than minutes played this year. So the Sixers 31-8 with Embiid this year, 16-27 without him.
You said 31-8?
31-8.
Great.
So he played 1,309 minutes. He scored 1,353 points.
That's so average, better than a point a minute.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
So.
Not bad. Thunder, the top seed out in the West. They rolled past the Mavs, 135-86. OKC. So they finished with the same record as the Nuggets, but own the tiebreaker at 57-25. Denver's win over the Grizzlies, and Minnesota's loss to the Suns yesterday clinched the number 2 and number 3 seeds for the Nuggets and T-Wolves, respectively. How about some football news? Aaron Rodgers is at
football.
Voluntary off-season workouts. I've already seen the video. I've already seen Greeny ogling at the video. By the way, new Jets unis are out. We've retweeted it at DR on ESPN on the Twitter.
How do they look?
They're what we thought, but they look good. They look good. Rick, have you had a gander at them yet?
I've taken a peek, yeah.
About what we expected, right?
Yeah, about what we expected.
But they look good. They're clean. That was an actual jet. That was an actual jet. Good job by Raymond, who has
just
microphones.
Just flew right through the studio?
Ray has microphones in the sky.
Uh-huh.
So, by the way, Giants also start their offseason program today. T. Higgins says he plans...
Right, the Giants still play here, too.
That's
right.
Yeah. That's right. Hey, I got some love for your Giants. T. Higgins says he plans to play for the Bengals this season, which is exciting for Bengals fans and him. Not exciting for Dave, who once wanted him. The Hurricanes win yesterday. They beat the Blackhawks 4-2. As a result, they trail the Rangers by a single point. So both teams, one game left to play. Rangers play the Senators tonight. You can hear that on 98.7 ESPN coverage at 7 o'clock. Canes play the Blue Jackets tomorrow. So things are tight. By the way, Filippito back at practice. Could be an option in the playoffs. He's been
medically
cleared.
What are they saying? Are they saying they expect him to be back?
They're not saying that they're expecting him to be back. They're saying that he's practicing. He's not wearing a no contact jersey. They're just going to take it as it comes. So he's practicing, and that's where things are right now.
Rick, realistically, how do you digest this? Do you expect him back?
Do I expect him back?
Yeah.
I don't.
Practicing with a non contact jersey.
Right.
No. He's doing everything.
He's doing everything. Listen, he's a really good player. If he's healthy enough to be back, it's a tough spot to put him in. But
if you remember when he stepped away in January, the team put the statement that his focus was on 2024-25. So to him, even being here is a pleasant surprise. Just have to see.
Well, because you never know. With the head stuff, you have no idea.
Well, I remember last time he was on the ice and he left the ice and couldn't continue.
Right. Isles are in third in the Metro, still 3 points up on the Caps. Both teams, two games left. Isles Devils tonight. By the way, sounds like the Coyotes, we talked about this last week, sounds like they're going to Utah. Apparently some players on the team have been told that the team is going to Utah. So we will follow that. Scotty Scheffler runs away with the Masters yesterday. Looked like it was going to be a pretty exciting final round until about halfway through, and Scotty just decided, all right, I'm all set with this. By the way, and you'll hear a lot of this is not a hot take. It's not a unique take either. We're in Tiger territory with Scotty. We are like Scotty or the field territory right now. So
are we really?
I think so.
Well, that's what that number was. It was like plus 450 to win the tournament.
Yeah, shot a 4-under-68 yesterday. By the way, Dave, we talked about your buddy Ludvig. Nice outing, Dave, yesterday. Finished second.
Oh, Ludvig Åberg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at you.
That's right.
Tiger
he
said...
He has a nice look to him. I appreciated watching him play. it's a very clean look. It was nice.
That is nice. Tiger, by the way, made the cut and then sadly fell apart.
He seemed like a friendly guy, too, I liked.
Who?
Åberg. He seemed friendly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he talks to the fans.
When he was done, I watched him walk off and he was like, you know, shaking hands.
Yeah, he's one with the people, like you.
Yeah.
Someone knocked his protein bar right out of his hand.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Have you guys ever heard of him before this or no?
He's young. Yes. He's
you knew who he was.
Yeah, he hits the ball a mile. He's going to be a really good player for a long time.
Yeah. Where's he from? Texas Tech, I think. He was an amateur as of like a year or two ago.
I think he moved to this country to play tennis and then fell in love with golf.
That's possible.
You take that athleticism and add it with the nice look about him.
Yeah, nice guy.
What is that thing over the A?
I think that's how you pronounce it, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure what it's actually called.
But what is that called? We don't know what that's called.
I'm not a linguistic expert. I don't know.
Well, you know what, RJ? This is stuff you missed. And I missed what that thing is called.
I don't know what it's called.
Oh, thank you. then just answer it like that.
All right. Mets make Doc Gooden proud yesterday. Retired as number 16. That 0-5 start feels like a long time ago. Since then, the Mets are 7-3. They take a series off the Royals, who've surprisingly started pretty
fast. How
would
I even look that kind of thing up?
What's circle the over thing? The A in Ludvig's name?
Okay.
Harrison Bader breaks, scores tie late, infield single. Edwin Diaz closes his first game, first save at Citi Field since 2022. By the way, Jose Buto, very good. Strikes out 9 batters. J.D. Martinez getting closer, going to resume baseball activities today. Yankees would have swept the Guardians, not for a 3-run rally in the 10th yesterday. Guardians salvaged the final game of that set. Aaron Boone said it's possible DJ LeMahieu going to play some minor league games, hopefully this week. By the way, Jackie Robinson Day. In Major League Baseball, injury news elsewhere around baseball. Spencer Strider has that UCL surgery. We'll see him next year. Carlos Correa on the IL with an oblique for the Twins. Max Holloway gets a last-second knockout of Justin Gaethje. Conor McGregor's comeback. All set. UFC 303. We'll see you June 29th against our guy, Michael Chandler.
I am a huge Eagles fan as well.
Oh, we got to go.
Yes.
Thank you so much. No, I hope McGregor chokes you out.
Well, that has come to fruition, Dave. You still feel that way?
Yeah, he's an Eagles fan. Absolutely.
All right. Denver beats BC to win their 10th men's ice hockey national championship. And UConn big man, no surprise, Donovan Klingon headed to the NBA, as are Kyle Filipowski and Jerry McCain of Duke. And that's it.
I have an answer for you.
The circle over the A?
It's called a ring.
All right.
Interesting.
It's considered a diacritic, in case you're scoring at home.
I was, actually.
Yeah, I knew you would be. So it's called a ring.
Great.
That's nice. Now you know.
Thanks for that.
See, I don't know if I missed that, though.
No, you did.
In case you missed it.
Absolutely.
A ring.
Well, now you know.
Yeah, it was kind of anticlimactic, though.
I don't think so. I'm thrilled to learn that.
I think RJ does.
What is the name of the little circle above it, the Swedish letter? The circle is called a ring and is a diacritic sign.
Yeah, we established that.
It's there to denote the change in pronunciation. Because otherwise you would call him a Berg. But he's not a Berg. He's Oberg because of the ring.
Isn't that what we thought before? Like, even if you didn't know it was the ring, didn't we think that that's why it was Oberg instead of a Berg?
Whatever we thought, this now puts it into actual answers for us, which I think is huge.
You got anything else?
No, that's all I got.
Some linguistic tips?
Nope.
Okay.
I got a break coming up, though.
Well, I cede the floor to you, Senator.
I got to read, too.
I'm sure it'll do great.
There'll be a traffic update. There'll be 3 stars.
Nice.
There's a lot still to happen.
Clock is being murdered.
You want to run it by our linguistic expert, RJ Santillo?
Nope.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, is this the Nature Man's intro?
He's going to come for you, man.
Why? Woo!
You gotta watch your mouth. Don't go after Ric Flair.
I'm not going after anybody. I think he's a great entertainer, a great wrestler.
Yeah, but you understand now.
What?
Right? Because we played the original clip from Club Shay Shay, and then we talked about the tweet. Alan Hahn calling LeBron an old man.
Right.
Yeah, right. And so you turn around, he's too old to be the Nature Boy.
Well, a boy ends at a certain age. He has to graduate to be the Nature Man.
You're talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheeling dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
You want to take that on? Okay. No, I'm not looking to take anybody
out. He will destroy you.
Destroy me with what?
The second nature man comes out of your mouth, you're going to get a quick one right to the chest.
Red welts all over Dave's chest.
Oh, all over your bosom.
Could you imagine Dave in a figure four?
In a singlet?
No, definitely not a singlet.
Maybe I pick him up.
Yeah, maybe Dave's picking up the workout action.
I got my trainer today, this afternoon.
There's a less than 0% chance that you're picking up Ric Flair.
You don't know that.
Zero.
You don't know that.
Oh, I
maybe
know
I'd
that.
Just go right. Listen, if Hulk Hogan could pick up Andre the Giant, I could probably pick up Ric Flair.
Right, because Hulk Hogan wasn't all juiced up and works out.
So maybe I'll have a cup of coffee before I do it.
Right, yeah, coffee.
You get a little energy. Yeah. Maybe I'll take an edible.
You won't take an edible. You barely
maybe
anything.
I'll take mushrooms, then I'll go wild on him.
So you're going to drink coffee and be high and try to pick up
I'll
Ric Flair.
So how'd you get so strong? I drank coffee, did mushrooms, and an edible.
That's right. I pick him up, and I body slam him.
Yeah.
And as I slam him down, I say, "You're no nature boy. You're the nature man."
As you urinate all over yourself.
Yes.
Right.
Which has been known to happen.
Right.
Let's go to Danny in Long Island, wants to really cause some trouble. Good morning, Danny.
Who did not have a good weekend?
I peed my pants that day.
I'm sorry?
Hi, Danny.
Well, I don't want to cause any trouble, Dave, but when someone attacks my guy and the host does not respond in kind, I have to notify you. I mean, I was on my beautiful Sunday morning walk, hour two of the Anita Mark show. Guy calls in, ravages you, overweight, out of shape, unathletic slob. Tells Anita you're going to be throwing up on the pickleball court because you ate too much food. You'll be whining, throwing your racket. And she just says, oh, that's nice. Do you know if they're practicing? All she asked for was a scouting report. You're the only host in the history of radio where a caller could call up, just attack them viciously, and your fellow hosts don't come to your defense. I was shocked. I felt hurt for you that this is what they think of you, and I'm here for you, buddy.
Well, I appreciate that. And you know why? Because she was giving out winning picks yesterday. I heard I got on the treadmill yesterday. This fat, overweight slob was down 5 pounds in 2 weeks. I was on the treadmill yesterday in the noon hour. And Anita got a little lazy. She replayed an interview that was played earlier in the show. And then after that, she came back with her award-winning picks, of which she told me, bet big on New Orleans because they have to win this game over the Lakers. And they lost by 55 points.
That's not a great pick.
No?
No, it's not a great pick.
Shots fired! Shots fired!
Get a good feeling about that.
Here's the thing, though. Person that called in and it savagely attacked you.
Oh, they don't know me.
Right. Clearly, because you don't eat. You don't eat. We're trying to get
out of shape, overweight, unathletic schlub Dave Rothenberg and his cohort, Rick. I would love to bet everything I have on you and Armani.
Armani.
That's going great.
Her and Armani.
It's a beautiful suit.
That's great. We've been invited to play at that exclusive club across the way.
Yeah.
There, Did you hear his response? It was so deep and left. It's like, yeah. Wednesdays, they'll stay open a little later for us.
Okay. Nice.
So my buddy Larry is a member there. He can get us in. Can you get a fourth, or RJ or Ray can play?
I can get a fourth. Yeah. Okay. Those guys want to play.
Either way is fine. But it'll be me and you against Larry and either Brian or one of these guys.
Okay.
But also I'm playing this Wednesday night, 5:30 to 7 o'clock up in Westchester. Yep.
Why don't you keep this stuff quiet? Why don't we just let them believe that you're fat, out of shape, going to eat too much?
I don't care. It doesn't matter. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to do what I do. And she better hope to God we don't win, because she's talking a lot of garbage, and I've said nothing.
Well, until now you said nothing.
No, yeah. I've said that her picks suck, but I didn't say that she's not a good pickleball player. What?
I don't know where
she gave like five
there.
Picks. If you bet the other way, you'd be living next to Bill Gates.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's not easy picking games. Okay. It's tough.
No,
it's hard.
Why bother?
Can we just focus on the match?
I'm focused on the match.
Let's be like the team that just is above all this stuff.
So now you're gonna take the high road.
I'm gonna try, because you just took the lowest road.
I didn't take the low road.
You made fun of the caller's speech.
It sounded like an idiot.
That's ay. Let's get back.
He doesn't know me.
Of course not.
All right, so then don't say stuff about me.
Well, you're a public figure. People take shots. Well,
that's fine.
What do you want, a standing ovation?
She could defend me.
What do you want, a standing ovation all the time?
That'd be nice.
How about this? I just got a text from Brian. Mm-hmm. At the current pace this season, there will be 52 major league players that undergo Tommy John surgery in 2024.
Not just players, stars are undergoing Tommy John surgery.
There were 31 in 2023.
That's bad. Yeah, but if I said to you, who is the best pitcher in the National League, easily you could say Spencer Strider, right?
Yeah, can I get a do-over on that?
No.
His arm exploded.
Sorry.
It's Jackie Robinson Day.
Right. So what does that mean? Over. I don't understand. You should get a do-over because it's Jackie Robinson Day?
We haven't even gotten going.
Sorry.
Have a heart.
So if one of our guys gets hurt, do we get a do-over?
Well, I think it depends.
Well, it depends on whether it's us or you, right?
Not if it happens in August.
Oh, right.
It's halfway through the season. I mean, what are we going to do?
Sorry. Well, you know what? I don't think Strider's going to win the Cy Young in the National League.
Yeah, probably.
We'll see. I'll keep my eyes open on this one.
Probably a safe bet. Probably a safe bet.
We'll see.
You should go on Anita's show and make that bet.
She took Strider to win the Cy Young. She's at a plus 1,000. It's a great value yesterday. RJ, who did we have in the National League? Where did RJ go?
He's gone.
I got to look it up.
I know who you have in the National League. Hold on one second.
Brian B. emails in, get after him, Dave. Anita's picks are 0 for $1 million.
This is a very negative den right now.
Yeah,
no,
it really is.
It's a den of honesty. That's the name, honesty.
By the way,
yeah,
our Cy Young also, Dave.
Yeah.
Also Spencer Strider.
All right.
Yes.
So it cancels out. We're fine.
You know what, RJ? We're competing against children.
it's a wash as of now.
Well, you didn't even know.
We're competing against children.
You didn't even know who you picked.
Yeah, that says a lot. I don't really care.
I'll look at it
when we get to the All-Star break.
At least we're paying attention.
That's great.
I got a text message from Grasa. Raymond texts me. It's a real team. That's camaraderie.
Great. Good for you guys. We'll break. We'll come back. We're going to melange this thing, which means everybody on the line will get on air. 1-800-919-3776, DNR 98.7 ESPN.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Again, Rangers, huge game tonight. Islanders, big game as well. Mets in action. Yankees playing. So you get all four tonight, which is very exciting. And then tomorrow night, you get a little lull because the hockey will calm down, right? Islanders win tonight, and then their last game is meaningless, right? They lock in the third spot in the division, I believe.
Right.
So
let's take care of business.
This weekend's going to be, oof.
This weekend's going to be amazing.
A lot. And then hopefully next weekend and the weekend after.
Can we get one thing straight, though, as a show? Please?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to have to wait. Raymond's going to rip someone apart on Friday. Or,
why?
Well, we already know where he's leaning.
Oh, right.
Yeah, right. It's with the Knicks and people.
And you know I'm right.
I know you're right. Okay. During the course of a four-hour show, we're going back and forth and everything else. By no means do I believe that the Knicks can or won't take care of their business in the first round. All I'm pointing out, and I think you is pointing out, that it's going to be against a team that's
a tougher matchup.
That's a tougher matchup.
Yeah, if I had said to you, cuddle, marry, trash, Miami, Philadelphia, or Indiana, which would you most like to play? Indiana would be the team that you would most like to play.
Right.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. But I think in the same point, a lot of people are saying, you know what? We're scared of no one. We've had a great season. We're well coached. If it's Philly, then it's Philly. If it's Miami, it's Miami. We can beat anybody that we go up against.
And I'm with you, and I'm fine. I'm fine with that. But all those people are going to be singing a completely different tune if it doesn't work out. And you watch Milwaukee roll through Indiana, and for whatever reason, we lose to Miami or Philadelphia.
That would be awful.
So you can sit here and pound your chest. Yeah, we're... And I listen, I'm not saying that they should have went into yesterday's game and not tried to win. That's not who they are. That's not why we love them, because they compete every single time they're on the floor. And they won, got 50 wins, and they got the 2 seed. But at the end of this, if we don't win this first round series, all those people that are pounding their chest that we fear no one, you're going to be singing a different tune.
I agree with that. Let's get to the callers. I promised that. So let's do that quickly. Dan Jersey. Dan, go ahead. You're on 98.7, buddy.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. How are you guys today?
We're doing great on this tax day, Jackie Robinson Day Monday. What do you got, Dan?
I'm feeling great, too. Big win for the Rangers on Saturday. They run New York. But well, I think we already knew that. I'm really excited about the Knicks. I'm fine with playing Philly. I'd rather play Philly because I think Miami's going to take care of Boston. They do it all the time. They've done it in the playoffs. And I'll say this. I think Jalen Brunson's a better Knick than Carmelo Anthony. I know people are going to call me crazy for saying that, but if you look at the 2 years, Brunson's already won the same amount of playoff series as Carmelo Anthony, had the same amount of points high as Carmelo Anthony, and is a much better team player, and the Knicks have had more team success. Granted, the team around Brunson's been better, but I think Brunson's a better Knick than Carmelo Anthony.
Firstly, they haven't had more team success. They've done the exact same thing. Now, you want to say at the end, and thanks for the call, Dan, the end of his career, that you'll look and you'll say that Jalen Brunson was better than Carmelo as a Knick? I think that's worthy of discussion. But what are you talking about? They've had better team success. That's just not true.
It feels like Jalen Brunson has a bigger impact on winning and setting the culture
and
foundation.
I think that's true.
For what this team is.
Let's go to, here's our guy. Now, we don't have 10 minutes, Omar, in Brooklyn, but you are on 98.7 ESPN.
How are you? Good morning, guys. Let me clear one thing. Rick cleared me a little bit. You're a hard-nosed hockey player, and I was very, very surprised. Dave, you took a good stand on this, and I wish you good luck on that pickleball. You know why? I support you guys on the thing, even if I call Anita too sometimes, but the problem is, Dave, the way your mentality is, people can call you whatever it is, but your compete level is at the highest. And with Rick, the sportsman that he is, athlete that he is, you should beat the so-called the beautiful lady. All right, so good luck for that.
That's the goal, Omar. That's the goal. We got about 30 seconds for you, so hustle with your next point.
My thing is, Rick, I'm not going to pump my chest that I'm scared a little bit of Philadelphia, because I thought the two best coaches are 7 and 8 seeded. That's why I'm worried about. I'm worried about both the Heat. But my mentality is what Thibodeau has achieved. The only concern I have, I think we will mentally and physically ready. We are more physical team than both of the teams. We are mentally ready. But in the last possession yesterday, 3 times, they couldn't win ball. That is my accident that I have a little bit problem with Thibodeau. But I think mentally, this team is focused. Physically, they are tougher than anybody else. Let's bring on whoever it is, Philadelphia, Miami, and let's go New York Knicks and roll on.
Thank you, Omar. And quickly, very quickly, Evan in Queens. I promise we get to everyone. Evan, go ahead. You got about 20 seconds.
All right. I guess Ray's going to roast me, but I was all on board winning. But once Cleveland offered you a gift and literally said they were willing to play the Celtics by losing intentionally, I don't understand how you could bring Brunson back into that game. The 2 seed, I mean, the Bucks were going to be eliminated anyway, so you'd have home court in the second round anyway. So I think that
you
was
don't know that. You know that you don't know that that's true because the Knicks' DNA is we're going out there to win, and whatever the hell everyone else does and whatever games they play, that's up to them. What we're going to do is win the games, and I credit them and I respect them greatly for it. Raymond, sorry, short on time. 3 stars.
Today's 3 stars.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Evan. I will go after you when the time is right.
Number 3.
Rick got George Clooney today by Miss J with the email to Dave. It turns out that he had some relations if he is who she indeed thinks he is. What do you think about that, Rick?
I don't have a birthmark on my leg. I'd be disappointed if that was
you know, the tattoo. Maybe she's a hidden birthmark.
Maybe the tattoo was...
This is not a...
She's like Dr. Jones, size, and she's like, look at that, a birthmark.
Maybe.
Number 2.
Singing is back.
Can the Jets benefit because somebody wants to move up and take either Penix or... who's the other guy?
Oh, Bo Nix.
All starts because Dave forgets about Bo Nix.
You tell me every day how much you trust Joe Shane and Brian Daboll.
You know what? First of all, don't talk to me like that.
Much offense.
If they deem that Nix is the answer, then I'll go along with it.
You'll go along with it.
Stop singing.
Just remember, this is your fault.
Corey Davis. It's Corey Davis.
Number 1.
Nix, moving on. I don't care who we face. Don't be cowards. And again, I'm feeling myself today. I'm attacking all takers. They live in Ohio. I'd be miserable too.
Oh,
that's for you, Cleveland Guardians.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. It's Rule 76.
No excuses. Playing a champion is DPH Rothenberg. And
Carpe Omnia, you New York Knicks.
98.7 ESPN.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.